Presuppositions. Presuppositions are part of the linguistic magic that makes up NLP. And I'm quite excited to start this topic here with you now. Now, as we may have covered before, presuppositions are things that are believed to be true in order to understand the statement or what is being said. So, presuppositions are linguistic assumptions that you have to assume to be true in order to understand what is being said. They are useful for recognizing what is already believed true by someone and perhaps altering or shifting this. A simple thing could be if someone says they're going to try to do something. There's an underlying linguistic assumption or a presupposition in there that they might fail. Hence, they say, I'm going to try, not I'm going to do. Or once we identify the linguistic assumptions, that gives us insight into a deeper model of the world. Another example is depression. Some people believe they have depression. Now, depression is a noun, but depression isn't actually a noun. It's not a real thing. Depression is a process. Someone is feeling depressed, yet psychologists given it a name, they've frozen it in time, they've taken this doing word depressed and they've turned it into a noun, depression, and now some people are walking around believing they have depression. Well, can you show me depression? Can you put it in a wheelbarrow? Can you see it? Is it real? Like, oh, look at me, I look sad. Yes, you look sad. You might even look depressed, but that's not depression. So depression is a noun, a nominalization, and to combat that or to come back, we want to unfreeze it. So a noun, nominalization, we're freezing the word depressed in, freezing the word depression, or I'm feeling depressed, and we turn it into a noun, depression. Now, when we do that, suddenly the depressed goes from being a verb into a noun and a form of existence. So with the presuppositions we're about to cover, the first one is existence. And the marker is the noun. And an example is depression. So what we can do is we can combat the presupposition of existence. Is depression really a thing? Or is it something you're just doing? All through the English language, when we talk, all the nouns are presuppositions of awareness. It presupposes awareness of the noun. As soon as it exists in language, it has to exist on some level, however, just metaphorically. And the existence also implies separateness and creates dualism. For those in the quantum world, existence implies dualism and implies opposites. Second one, possibility, necessity. These are modal operators. You know, people say things are necessary, words like should, have, must, need, supposed to, ought to. And some people prefer using improbability or probability. Words like I could, would, may, might. And some people work in the worlds of what's impossible and possible. Words like can, able to, will, want, choose, decide, intend. So the three main forms of possibility and necessity there are necessity or probability, improbability, or possibility, impossibility. Third one, cause and effect. Something makes or because. So cause and effect. He makes me mad. So he makes me mad. There's an underlying presupposition there that he makes me mad. And anyone that studied nonverbal communication or NLP can tell you that, no, he doesn't make you mad. You make yourself mad. Something he does may trigger something or wake something up, but you make yourself mad. He cannot make you mad. So the purpose now is to identify these presuppositions, and already you can hear ways to kind of combat them or break them down. Focus is just to identify them here. Fourth one, complex equivalence. Complex equivalence, I tell people, is just like cause and effect, only more complex. So cause and effects, complex equivalence. So it's a bit more complex in the way it plays off words, but you'll hear things like means rather than makes, it means. Yeah, people buy more watermelons in summer, and that means people prefer eating watermelons in summer. You know, this means that. Well, it doesn't always necessarily mean it, but we make it sound as if that equals that or that means that. Awareness. Awareness directs attention. Words like aware, notice, sense, realize, consider, think, along with most sensory words. And these work whether you use negation or not. Negation being not. So I don't want you to be aware of your breath. I don't want you to be aware that you've been listening diligently for 6 minutes. I don't want you to be aware that your mind is expanding right now. Presuppositions of time. Time is a big one here. When we hear things like stop, now, yet, the presuppositions of time, again, allow us a doorway in to the underlying world. Further with time, we have the temporal. These are the tenses, adverbs, adjectives, prepositions of past, present, future. We have ordinal, that implies order or syntax, first, second, third, lastly, or reverse order. We probably have some more in there. However, when I hear things like now, I'll often challenge that, like, really, now? Someone says, I can't stop. I might say, well, when is now a good time to stop? Or didn't you stop yesterday? Play around with it. Another presupposition are the adverbs and adjectives. So whenever you hear an adverb or an adjective, that gives you an underlying model of their world. Inclusive or exclusive? A lot of people will say, I have to do this or that. You know, children do this or that. This or that implies exclusiveness or inclusiveness. Or